Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And again, we're here to do some more healings with everybody. So just sit back and relax. It doesn't take any real belief system on your part. Just showing up is all that's needed. There's so many belief systems on this planet that the Lightship connects with you through your own divinity, your own spirit, and that's how the healings work. And it's based heart-to-heart. So if you're brand new to the program, if you would, just click on Creation Lightship Healing. You can go on today's show or even Monday's show if it's a little quicker for you. And then scroll down and you're going to see a light beam on your screen about an inch or so down. And we'll be energizing her in a few moments here probably. So get her up in front of you underneath the blinking flower. I told you who do her first today. So here she comes. So if you're there, just watch the picture of her. And she normally will change frequencies, which means that you become more three-dimensional. You're going to see your eyes become a little more transparent, maybe more white light coming out of them. The rays around her head will start to emanate different colors, and she'll start to probably float off of the monitor screen a little bit. So here we go. So we're just increasing the energies now. And we use the fast chat if you wish to communicate with us here. And there we go. Wonderful. So she's coming in. You may feel her energy from heart to heart. Some people like to move their hand across the monitor screen to actually feel her energy, as it will be definitely apparent to you if you're a sensing person. So, and what I tell people is men normally are about 1% can feel, and women are about 50-50. So if you cannot sense or feel, this is working anyway for you. So here we go. She's activated, and we're first going to do a little intro here. So the light shift comes once every 2,000 years to help the planet Earth in its ascension process, along with the people who are ready to do the ascension themselves, which means coming into your body with your full spirit energy 100%. Your spirit knows how to do the ascension. So here we go. We're going to first do some entity clearing. And the light shift is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his teachings and his healings. Here we go. So we're taking away entities from you. These are bodies of people who passed on, their emotional bodies. You could call them ghosts. And they attach to us through our pain and trauma, anxiety, fear, and whatever else we go through that's not of a loving, light energy. So it's very important to always stay connected to yourself internally. So here we go. Taking away entities. We'll take them out of your legs first. So those who can actually perceive a little bit may actually feel the energies leaving their body. So we're doing this right now here. And naturally, once they're released, we must come back and fill this gap, this empty space of your spirit energy. So then we do a spirit retrieval for you, which helps you to come more into your body in these locations. So here we go. It's being taken away from you right now. And now you're going to be having your spirit come back to you right now. Wonderful. So I'm going to count to 10 as you come more into your body. Your spirit will be directed to your legs. The spirit in your heart center is helping do this process. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we're now going to work on your waist up to your shoulders here, taking away more energies here. So these entities should not be with you. And they're being released right now. Wonderful. You may start to feel aches and pains leave your body. You might feel warmth or tingling. Okay, there we go. And now we're going to bring more of your spirit into your body in that location here, which is basically your body cavity here, so, and your body organs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, your spirit comes back to you whole and complete and healed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You don't want to bring yourself back wounded. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to work with your arms, shoulders and arms here. So doing the same process, taking away entities away from you here. There we go. And they're leaving your body. And when they get real bad, they can come into your awakening consciousness. And that's not really good because then they'll start to play out their life through you, just like it's you. The thoughts will be theirs, and you start doing strange things. So that's not good. Another word is like being possessed. And everybody does have that situation. Some are actually more worse than others. So here we go, taking away the entities now. And they're leaving. We'll bring more of your spirit back into your body now, into your shoulders, your arms, your fingertips. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now we're going to work above your shoulders. So it would be the neck and to the top of your head. Same process here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're taking away entities now, clearing them out, and also calling back your spirit fragments of you that left. Remember, the light only works in the now, so each moment is in the now. So if you dealt with negativity, got upset, was in physical pain, parts of you are going to be leaving you during that session of your life, a small little piece of time. So here we go. Doing some more clearing. And again, now you're coming back into your body. And we'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we're going to do a chakra alignment, balancing and clearing for you. So we're going to your heart center first, moving that around. There we go. Perfect. And going now up to your fifth chakra, number 5, your throat. You might feel energies move inside of your body here as your energy bodies are now being realigned to take more healing energy for you. So here we go. Perfect. And now you're going to your third eye. That's feeling very good too. Now we're going back down to your power center. Remember, we always start with the heart first. This is where your spirit resides, and we have to connect with that first for the healing. So here we go. Wonderful. Power chakra feels good for most people now. I think on the last show we had a lot of problems with somebody, for some people. So these all feel pretty good today. Second chakra, repositioning that in your body. Good. And going back down now to the base of your tailbone, your spine. This is your first chakra, and looking good. Here we go. Wonderful. Okay, we'll do a chakra opening if you like. We'll open your chakras up body width so you can accept more healing energy into your body. This is your choice. If you're in a quiet location, you may want to have this done. If it's noisy, then it may be too distracting for you, and you may become more sensitive, may not like the way your body's dumping energy. So here we go. Heart chakra. I'll use the word spin. So spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And now we're going up again to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Now we're going back down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. That feels very good. Now we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. So here we go. So we're going to be taking your awakening consciousness, your thoughts, and bringing them into your heart center. This is a different energy body, much like your emotional body, that's separate from your spirit, separate from your physical body. And we're going now to go and do this drop here. So think of an elevator, 10th floor being your forehead, first floor being your heart. And this you can practice yourself doing this later on. It's very, very important to do this all the time. So here we go. I mean, now this is where your true spiritual guidance is. It's not in your head, it's in your heart with your spirit. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And it looks like one more time we need to do this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and we have a request here on the fast chat if we can do a heart clearing. So if you have any issues in your heart, just sit back now and relax, and we're going to have the light beam come to you and take away these little knots that you might have in your heart from maybe past pain, etc., emotional traumas. Maybe you had a bad day today and your heart got hurt. Maybe you had a psychic attack done to your heart. Remember, all thought energies do psychic attacks. It's not heart energy, it's mind energy. And mind energy is not what you want to be in. You want to be in heart energy. So if you're not in the light, and you're not in the now, and everything outside of that is mind energy. So here we go. We're taking out energies and taking them right out of your heart right now. There we go. Wow, a lot of density here I'm feeling coming out as I'm helping doing this healing here with everybody. Wow, it's very, very heavy stuff. Kind of breathe into your heart now. Take a deep breath and exhale. Holy cow. Wow. I almost hurts my hands here as I'm pulling out of people. There we go. There we go. Releasing it now. There we go. And we're going to bring more light energy into your heart center. And you can watch the light beam on your screen too. She's also helping doing this healing right now. There we go. Pulling out some more stuff. A lot of heartache here. Oh, man. There we go. I have to yawn. Excuse me here. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Very negative stuff coming out. There we go. Coming out. We'll do a heart opening again here. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. There we go. Pull out some more stuff here. There we go. That should feel better for a lot of you right now. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for those beautiful healings. Starting out with that makes a wonderful hour for everyone, I'm sure. So let's just talk for a few minutes about what's happening with the light ship and what's currently happening to prepare the Earth for her ascension.
Well, almost a year ago, maybe a few days previous to a year ago from today, the Creation Light Ship created a special light ship dedicated only for Earth, the Earth Spirit's healing for ascension. And so what happened was and is that it's helping the Earth Spirit regain its spiritual identity, which is what we try to do here on this show, to get you more with your spirit and your body. The same process is the Earth Spirit has to pull itself away from all of its creation and then come into oneness with itself, and it can't leave any part behind. And this is why I definitely talk a lot about not doing Earth healings with people, with groups or individuals or people on the Internet doing this stuff, because you're cording into the Earth Spirit's energetic system, and it's causing it physical harm, just like if somebody corded you. It's because you think in your mind that you're running divine energy from your heart to the Earth Spirit. You know, you're doing damage to it, just like a psychic attack. So the Earth is, you know, very capable of handling its own affairs. It's as big as the planet here. It doesn't need, you know, you to really interfere with its spiritual unfoldment. of ascension. It has all its own tools. It knows what it's doing. It's very, very conscious. Remember, it created and is holding the frequency for everything on this planet. So what's happening is that it is taking back, regaining its spiritual identity. So what you're going to be finding now is that practitioners who use earth energy for healing, that will no longer be available to them. People who use maybe items from the earth, and I'll just use the term gemstones and crystals, etc. Once the earth spirit pulls out its frequency of vibration out of that, then they'll become neutral, and they probably will not work any longer, okay? And so this whole process for the earth spirit is for inward growth, to get it connected to itself. It's kind of like backpedaling so that it can regain all of its spiritual identity for ascension. This is the same process that you should be going through. And for you, it would be releasing your emotional baggage and trauma from your body, which is much like what the earth spirit is doing, to regain your full spiritual identity so that you can ascend also. So both the earth and hopefully yourself, we're all doing the exact same thing. This is what's happening here. So you must regain your spiritual identity like the earth is doing. So when the ascension time comes, you're able to leave with your physical life form. The earth spirit decided not to be here any longer, and it's already created its new manifestation. The new spiritual blueprint of the earth is on eighth dimensional reality that this earth spirit is going to be creating for itself to live in another dimension. It doesn't want to be in this lower realm of duality in case the dark side happens to come back here again. And I'm sure that you probably agree with that. You would not want to come back here either. I don't know of too many people whose lives are really hunky-dory. So anyway, you probably agree with me 100% on that one. But this show is basically a show to help you regain your spiritual consciousness, to get you connected to your divinity, just like what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago, to connect with the divine within you. And this is the only place where you're ever going to find it. It's not outside there in books. It's not in other people's teachings. You know, everything is inside, internal. So this is where you need to connect to. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I guess along those lines also, we talked a little bit about the other day about the saints and the masters and the angels that people are accustomed to working with. So I know that the saints and masters and archangels and so forth reside on the creation light ship in their purest form, on their original first cause energy. So what is the role of the saints and masters and angels in helping the earth and humanity with this ascension process?
Well, initially, when the our space brothers, which I'll use the term Galactic Federation, was in light frequency, and I can't remember when they were, but we'll just say that they were at some point in time, because the Creation Light Ship put this task in front of them to protect everybody here on this planet from the atrocities that we have on this Earth right now, and that's everything that we're dealing with here, basically, that's in duality and the false teachings and religion. So they were here to protect us. So the light ship brought in spiritual help from the light ship going through the Galactic Federation, and that's where the masters, saints, and angels would come down from. So they come from the light ship to the Federation, then here. Well, these energies have been here for a long time to help us, naturally, because the Galactic Federation has, in our lifetime, never been in 100% spiritual integrity, typically 20% or less, we were getting a mixed bag of tricks. So maybe you're getting 20% light frequency and 80% of the darkness. And the only way to connect to the true light frequency of the masters and stuff is to go into your heart center. But they can only bring to you that small amount of their full frequency energy. And so I just need to make that perfectly clear that even though you may have been receiving them, they were not in full frequency. Their potency, their intention was not here. And sometimes the teachings were skewed, and people would get information that was not in spiritual integrity from these beings, even though they did their best to try to come down here to help everyone. So they were, in a sense, a crutch to people, using that terminology, I guess. I don't know how else to say it, a way to connect to divinity outside of yourself, so to speak. And so what the light shift has done, which could be disturbing to some people, is that I guess about a week ago they took away the energy of all the masters, saints, and angels from the Galactic Federation because they're continuously now at battle with them to bring them into the light. Either they come into the light or they're no longer created. Remember, the light shift now is working with beings that they created with spirits in their bodies. Next, they'll be working on the darkness energy that clones and mimics the light frequency 99.9%. So that'll be phase two. And so you could be receiving information from the darkness energy looking, cloaking itself as the light, or you could have been receiving it from the true master saints and angels. But because they're going through this process now of making everything 100% in spiritual integrity, and I'll kind of talk about that, that the light is, in a sense, sharing a universe with the darkness. That's the only way I can really describe it to people. People ask, where did the darkness come from? Well, you know, where did the light come from? You know, they're both inhabiting the same space, in a sense, the same locations. And so they're here, okay? At least in our reality here, they're here, okay? So what the light ship is doing now is taking back its territory of the light. Everything created in the light, if they can find it, providing that people haven't aligned themselves with the dark agenda, went to a healer and they hooked them up to some darkness energy outside of themselves, which can happen quite frequently with people, and then steal, I'll use the word, your soul, sell your soul to the devil. That's kind of a earthly phrase here. I'll use the word spirit because in the light ship everything is spirit, but you may understand what I'm talking about here. People do that for monetary gains. People want to work with the mind energy, which is the darkness energy. There's no mind of the mind of light because the light's only in the now. And once you understand that, you're going to find out how misled you've been with all these spiritual teachings. And especially, I hear a lot of this stuff being talked about in quantum physics. I mean, I go, my God, you know, what are they doing? You know, they're on the same genre, but trying to analyze the universe scientifically and claiming that everything is in oneness, which isn't true. But that's a whole other topic here. So basically, what the light is doing is regaining itself, taking itself back to reform itself into pure light energy. And if any of these beings that they have actually brought back into the light, so we'll just say there's a couple thousand, if not more, races of extraterrestrials. Remember, these are beings that are more conscious than we are. And they definitely know what they're doing because they brought us a lot of advanced technology, much like your computer that you're watching right now. And so without them, we would be at a loss for this technology. So they are very conscious beings. And when the light comes up against them, these are ones that they created, these extraterrestrial races that the creation lights have created. The first basic question is, are you holding light energy? Okay, how much are you in your body? And also then, have you ever went against the light by making contracts, agreements, maybe an oath or something? Have you dealt with the darkness here, the energies of darkness that are taking the people of planet Earth, humanity, away from their ascension? If any of those are a yes and they're not holding 100% spirit energy, that life form is terminated because they went against the spiritual law of the light. And they don't want to deal with that energy involved with their own particular light energy. Remember, the light has to stay always 100% in the light. So I want that to be perfectly clear to you. If it's 99.99999% in the light, it is terminated because the light has to hold light frequency, otherwise it gets infected. And so what it's doing now is weeding out these extraterrestrial races that are not holding light frequency. and they have to be 100% of their body. So in a sense, they're doing a pre-ascension process to them, only because they're interfering with us so greatly here on planet Earth to prevent humanity from ascending. And this is done, you know, through, in the past, mind control. And if you've noticed, the last week, there is no off-planet mind control being transmitted to you. The creation light shift came and dissolved this energy, so you can have a much better chance to have a clearer thought. How that is perceived to you is that you've noticed, if you have noticed, typically your body would be buzzing. You would feel an agitation in your body. Maybe your thoughts were kind of jumbled up. And now you can probably think a little clearer. And this is what they have done. And this will last throughout the ascension process. And so up to now, if I'm not mistaken, they've completed probably about one-third of the, using the term kind of loosely, a spiritual warfare. What it actually is the light regaining light territory. Anything that is in the way of the light is terminated because the light has to regain itself. Out of that, we have less than probably one-third or 0.1, point, we have about 0.3, maybe 2 beings that are in the light that were able to hold light frequency. So less than 1% now of what they have worked with up to now are not, they're actually, you know, are only in the light. The rest have not been in the light. And these races of ETs probably do not exist. Maybe there was just hypothetically one race of ETs that was all in the light. They're existing. All the rest are gone. But naturally, there are some out there that, you know, different races, and there are, you know, ones that are in the light, and those are wonderful. They're back into the light now, and they can't, they probably will not leave the light. So the main thing is that the light is regaining its territory, and it has to do this, otherwise it's like cancer. It will lose light. It will lose itself in this corruption of energy that is controlling you. Remember, the light is free will, and it only works in the now. If it doesn't work in the now, and it's not pro-free will, free choice, creativity in the now, then at that point in time, it's not of the light. So the light's regaining its spiritual identity. And so this is what they're doing now. We'll see how life appears to us maybe in a couple of weeks or so. It may change completely for us here. Maybe it could be heaven on earth as these extraterrestrial races are eliminated. Remember, it's still their choice. They can change at the last moment to regain light frequency if they're able to be able to hold their spirit into their body. There's always the last chance. But typically, a lot of them have been connected to the darkness for so long that that's impossible. So it's much like the people here on Earth. Most people only hold 20% light frequency. And if that's the case, then you're not going to do the ascension because you're, you know, it's your responsibility to do that. I don't want to sound very negative, but look at a baby like Jesus' teachings. You have to become like vulnerable and young and innocent, like a child, like a newborn, which is when you're in your body 100%. So that's kind of the process here, and the light's regaining its spiritual integrity, holding 100% light frequency, and they're working for you. The Galactic Federation was supposed to be working for you to keep yourself and everybody in the light. So because of the Galactic Federation being out of integrity, getting back to the Master of Saints and Angels, the creation light shift pulled these frequencies from them because they were not in integrity. So what that means to you now is that if you wish to connect to these energies, you must go to your heart center, which is what you should have been doing for your whole lifetime, and connecting to them. Though they will not be in your head. They will not allow themselves to be channeled. If someone starts to channel, say Archangel Michael or Archangel Raphael or Jesus or anybody like that, at that point, that channel is no longer going to work for them because there is no one on this planet here pure enough to handle these high-frequency vibrations in order to do the channeling. So it's up to you now to do your own spiritual walk with your spirit. There's no more crutches involved. A lot of the spirit guides have actually left because the light ship has taken them to eliminate interference that you could be having yourself by getting false information. So you're now on your own. You're like weaned off of all these energies, and what's left to you is your spirit energy only. And so this is the way the ascension plan is. I'm sure it happens every time this way, just that we don't have any groundwork for it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you mentioned that now people will need to go into their heart center with their spirit and connect to the energies directly like that for themselves. Now, can we bring in the energy of one of the archangels or masters from the light ship and give people a few moments to do that?
Yes, we could do that. And I'll just kind of elaborate on that situation of them being not here any longer. Remember, who you are, your own divinity, contains a spark of every one of these master saints and angels, okay? And they reside with you. The reason why they were external to you before is to kind of get you jump-started, okay? So you could see a picture of one of them and go, oh, my God, my heart's opening up to this here. I feel this compassion, this wonderful energy, okay? But now they're no longer here, but you still are part of the divine. Your spirit has a divine connection. It's created from this 12 source energy. So that's who you are. It's that you may have forgotten it. So all these energies of the master saints and angels are actually within you. But they're not going to allow anyone to channel them any longer because of the false and misinformation that they have given in the past. It's up to you now to go on your own spiritual walk, connect with your spirit. This is what you, like I said, should have been doing for your whole lifetime, to connect to yourself. If you're a parent, it's up to you to teach your children to know that their divinity is inside of themselves, not some god that was created by the Galactic Federation that you go to church to pray to outside of yourself. It's internal. So we're going to bring in first, I love having Jesus come in, so you could watch the light beam if you wish on your monitor screen. And we'll bring in the energy of Jesus here from the light ship. So this is different than bringing it in from the Galactic Federation. Those energies are no longer available. On our previous shows, many times I showed you the difference on the quantity, the quality of the energy from the light ship versus the Federation. For myself, the Federation was probably about one-third of the energy. It was like flat really quick, very low frequency. So here comes Jesus in through this light beam, and here he comes. And he resides on the creation light ship. He does not reside in the Galactic Federation. He never has. So here we go. Stronger, 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 boy, it feels great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So we'll just put some music on here so you can relax. And remember, the energy is only heart to heart. It doesn't work with the mind. The mind is the mind matrix that's still here. That's what you might want to call collective consciousness, human race consciousness. And that's here to allow you distractions and to take you away from your own divinity. There's no such thing as that created on the light ship, and it's not created anywhere. So I think we'll just allow the space of silence here for everyone. That way you can have your own experience in the silence here. So we'll see you back in a few minutes here. Do you have anything to add, Sylvia?
Just make sure you drop into your heart center and connect that way, and that way you can get your own spiritual guidance, and also you can request healing.
So we'll drop you down again into your heart. So here we go, mind to heart drop. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, just sit back and relax in the silence and connect with your spirit and your heart and feel Jesus there. felt wonderful for me. Very, very peaceful, very healing. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, boy, there's so much that we want to cover tonight, and also a lot of questions on the fast chat. So maybe we can just take up a few of these fast chat questions briefly and then go back onto our topic, and also bringing in more of these wonderful energies. So we have a question about, let's see, so if there are, you know, if when the Lightship is doing this work and they're encountering any dark beings, are they giving them a chance to come into the light?
Right now they're strictly working with the energies that they created that have a spirit inside of them that chose not to hold 100% light frequency and or chose to cause us harm on this planet, okay? So they're eliminating the energy that they created first. The second phase that they're going through will be to take the energies out that are mimicking the light, imposters of the light, and those energies will also be, these are the extraterrestrial races that typically do not have spirits or souls in them. So that'll be second phase. But if any of the energies that are created by the light that were being infiltrated by the darkness, they're also going after the darkness that was inside of those beings, maybe using them through mind control and eliminating that. So remember, the light cannot be corrupted any way whatsoever. This is why it comes every 2,000 years to do this process here. And so it has to always hold 100% spirit light energy. Otherwise, it would not be what it is. So it's not like it's a bad thing. If you know, you can't look at it like a war. You have to look at it as that the light is now fighting for its survival. And it's fighting for you and itself, because you are a part of that. And it cannot have any more of this corruption here to taint itself. Because remember, it only works in the now and only works with love energy. Back to you, Sylvia. Did that answer the question, do you think?
Yeah, I think that does. If not, if whoever wrote that question wants more information on it, just try typing in another question. We also have a question on if someone feels like they've aligned with the dark side, do you have a clearing that will help them to take care of that?
Yeah, I actually have. The main thing is I can do a special clearing for that. Well, there's so many. I do a clearing for people who've had and have produced spells on people. So people who've had spells put on them, and also like curses. And then also that also works with people who have that done to them and that ones that they were involved with. So if you have done that to people, working with the dark side, yes, I do have a session for that. I do a sensory clearing that clears you out of all the frequencies in this lifetime. I mean, excuse me, of past lifetimes on this planet. And that's a pretty good clearing. Then there are clearings that we go to where we go back to your initial incarnation from the light ship. That normally takes a couple of sessions. The cost for that's $300. And it clears your spirit completely and puts it back into spiritual integrity. And the light ship has to go out and find your bits and pieces of you if you were aligned with the dark before you came to this, you know, this planet Earth, we'll say. But yeah, there are a lot of things. A lot of people mistakenly get tied up and connected to organizations, do oaths of alliance to the dark side and stuff. And once you do that, you're connected. And it's a two-way street, and you can be connected for your whole life. And they can be taking your energy away from you against your free will, but you gave your free will away. So it's a very serious thing, you know. Most of the New Age people don't understand it, and they take it very lightly, and they think that, oh, everything is love and light, and, you know, if I made a mistake, big deal, you know, the love was going to take care of it. No, that's not the case. People can get the part of their soul stolen, put it into dark universes, into different mind matrices, and they can go into the mind matrix, into another matrix, And, you know, it's just like the pits of hell going through all this stuff trying to find and rescue someone. And sometimes it can't even be done because it's too hard. So at that point, by doing those dirty deeds or whatever that maybe you've aligned yourself with, or maybe you didn't even know about it, by going outside of yourself searching for spirituality, it's very sad. I see people all the time that have this problem. So yes, I can do sessions on that. The first thing to do is your emotional clearing, and then next to your sensory clearing. And then if you want to go further on that to regain your identity, then do the spirit clearing of yourself. And more than likely, the light ship can find out where you are if you've been taken hostage, you know, zillions of years ago someplace because you were aligned with the dark side. Remember, all that energy is with you right now. You just don't realize that. Everything is in the now. And hopefully the light ship could find out, you know, where they have hidden part of you. But sometimes it's impossible to find. So I don't want to sound too grim with this here, but this is kind of the facts of life. This is why you want to never go outside of yourself for spirituality and connect to anything that's of dark forces. So I'll just keep going here on this topic. So you say, well, how do I know if I'm being connected to the dark forces? Well, did you ask your spirit and your heart before you had this attunement done to you, before you went to this practitioner, before they wanted you to connect to some energy outside of yourself? If you didn't ask your spirit and connect inside of yourself, then, you know, this is no mistake. You know, you did it consciously with your ego, and your ego sold your soul to the devil, basically, using these terminologies here. So you must always connect to your heart center. This is the whole teachings of Jesus. Don't worship anything. Don't go outside of yourself. So this is the whole teaching. So if you ask the question anytime, how do I know if this thing is good for me or not? Is this pendant that I bought for, you know, $100 or $2,000 or this pyramid that goes over my head? Ask your spirit if it's good for you or not. That's the whole thing. It will tell you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have a question from Jim asking about what about things like EM transmissions, satellites, reptilian mind control. Is light shift taking care of that also?
I can't really talk on that aspect. The light shift is only working with off-planet negative ETs and what they've created now, okay? So I'm not going to tell you that the light shift is going to take away EMFs from your cellular towers. I cannot validate that whatsoever. What I can't validate is that these transmissions from the negative ETs being allowed by the Galactic Federation, which now they're eliminating to hold spiritual integrity with the light, those are eliminated from us right now. So this planet is not being bombarded by these energies. What's happening here on the surface of the Earth and what organizations are doing, I cannot talk about that with the light ship. I have no information on that whatsoever. But it is taking away the stuff that is most detrimental to us, which is in their realm right now. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's go back to some of the wonderful healing modalities and things that the light ship is doing. Actually, for those of you that are listening that have been to the light ship, you know that there are a great many healing modalities there that they use. And one of them seems to be the use of sound. For example, there's bird song and angelic choir. Sometimes we'll go to a room where there's light ship frequency tuning forks and so forth. So, Ron, can you tell us anything more about the use of sound on the ship for healing?
Yes, well, what happens is that the light beings on the creation light ship are in their creation body. They're still light beings, but they're taking on the body form for their next incarnation after the universal shift. This is why a lot of them are familiar to us as far as looking humanoid. And there's dolphins and whales and many other things on the light ship. And they are going to be using the technology of the race of people that they're going to be incarnating into. And so some of their technologies are they're still more advanced than ours here naturally, but they use different types of modalities, and one of those is like sound healing. So I think what we'll do is bring in the tuning fork energy. And this is very nice, and we'll bring it in. I'll bring it in through the Creation Lightship insignia. So if you'd like to scroll down on your monitor screen underneath the light beam, and go down maybe about a third of the way down. And you're going to see this beautiful insignia there. We're going to activate it right now. And coming through this here, remember, these all work heart to heart. They don't work with the mind. The mind is New Age metaphysics. Don't get caught in that trap. So everything is mind energy in the now. And they'll work with heart energy in the now. Boy, let's see the dark side creeping in here. So it's all heart energy in the now. So here we go. We're going to bring in the tuning fork energy from the light ship to you. And the light beams are going to come through too. There's probably three of them, and they're going to be putting these tuning forks around you to energize your body. So this is, in a sense, sound healing. The frequencies, I cannot tell you what they're going to be, but you might feel your body pulsate. So here we go. The time can relax as these energies come here, and we'll just be in silence here so you can have a perfect, wonderful experience with this energy. And boy, time's getting short again here. We only got like 6 minutes. So sit back and relax and allow this healing to take place. Oh, that feels great to me. I can feel them working on my bones and my body and muscles. How do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel a lot of tingles, a lot of vibrations, and I can feel, you feel like this vibration kind of going through your body. It's really something.
Okay, we could do another healing if you like, Sylvia, or answer a question on the fast chat.
Oh, we did have a request for a healing for the eyes.
Okay. So what we'll do is bring in the light beams now that are going to help you with this here, and they come in groups of three. And like I say, if you haven't been on my one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays, you're really missing out. You know, definitely get on it if you can. They're only $20. And you're missing out on actually regaining your spiritual identity because, you know, this is a very easy way to do that as you're, in a sense, rubbing elbows with these master saints and angels on the light ship. And if you're a seer, it'll change your whole reality of life after seeing something on the light ship. So here comes the beings. They're going to be working with their eyes here. They're putting some special drops in our eyes right now, so it's possible you might actually sense your eyes watering. So they're doing this for you. Request your healing. And again, we'll see you back in about a minute here just so you can have this wonderful experience in the silence here. Okay, how's that feel, Sylvia?
Feels wonderful, very, very soothing. And I guess our time is running very short. We have about 3 minutes left. So let's talk for just a minute. Let's bring up the upcoming dates people might like to know about.
Okay,
we have December 15th, the wonderful four-hour ascension preparation.
Got it. That'll be on the 15th of December. And the cost, again, is very reasonable. It's a four-hour light shift healing, and it's $60, 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So just calling on a conference line, and you're there with a lot of other people enjoying the beautiful light beams, and they do water charging, too, for you. So don't miss out on that one. And it'll be probably a very special healing. Last time, the amber blood was very nice. And we have many other rooms that we go into, special rooms for ascension. But the whole thing is to help you regain your spiritual identity. It's up to you to do this. Nobody else outside of yourself can do it. You know, remember, you got out of your body yourself somehow, and you have to come back into it. So this is a way that can help you do that. They help eliminate densities from you. And everything that I do is geared toward that. And it's the quickest, fastest way through my sessions that I have to allow you to regain your spiritual identity, to release the baggage, you know, the emotional healing. If you only see me one time in your life, do that. It's very beneficial. And we have the one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays. I also have a special call on Wednesdays, which we had tonight, where you get 7 gallons of water charged every day of the week for consecutive Wednesdays for only $60. And they have light codes in them, and the water each day is different, and they build upon the previous day, and you're able to actually experience the light beams normally when you're drinking the water, too. So back to you, Sylvia.
I'll just also mention that on Friday night we're going to continue our discussion about what the light ship is doing to eliminate off-planet mind control. And we'll do some sample healings related to that and also ask the light ship to bring in some wonderful frequencies for you to experience. So we'll be there Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific, also Saturday, same time. And until then, I guess, you know, if you'd like to connect with Ron for these healings, you can just look on the page on BBS Radio, Creation Lightship page, has wonderful information and also contact phone numbers and email addresses. And also the website, creationlightship.com, just has a wonderful information on it if you'd like to read more about what's happening. So I'll just sign off for myself and say good night and much love to all of you, and we'll see you in a couple of days. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving if you celebrate that holiday, and we'll see you on Friday.
Okay, and same here. Blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Hi.